Talk about a subject when God brought hell to earth. And I taught on this many times in my life, and I think we need to learn this lesson again because most of America doesn't know it today. Well, I wouldn't say most of America, probably 40% of America that are running America today. This is the story of wickedness. It's the story of the grace of God, and it's the story of the wrath of God. All in one. Everything all here. There were five cities in the plain, called the cities of the plain. One of them called Sodom. Now, Sodom means burning. Sodom means burning. I think the reason for that name is because these people just burned with wickedness, burned with sexual desire, burned with hate, burned with wickedness and deceit. Their lives were energized by this. The name Gomorrah means a rebellious people. Rebellious people. And then we have the word Admah. That's one of the names of the cities. And it means in red or earthly, or red earth or earthly. We have the name Zeboim, which means deer, or goats, or gazelles, some fleet-footed animal. Then we have Zoar. Zoar means splendor and brightness. Now, these five cities were in the plain, around where the Dead Sea is today. In the 14th chapter of the book of Genesis, it says here, in the 14th chapter of the book of Genesis. Now, I want, before we go there, I want you to understand that there's more books in history about these people than what's just in the Bible. One of the most complete histories of this area is the book called Sofer Yashur. Sofer HaYashur, actually. It means the scribe Yashur. The scribe Yashur. It's an ancient book. It's a history book. It's not what we might call inspired by any means, but it's a history book. And this history book tells you things that we don't know in the Bible. It tells you the names of women in the Bible, which, now do I hear an amen with that, girls? It makes women more important in the Bible, okay? Amen? It tells you their names. And it tells you what happened here in Sodom. A Lot had more than two daughters, by the way. He had one daughter named Polith. Lot's wife was named Ado. So we know from the book of Jasher, we know Lot's wife's name, and we know the daughter, Paltith. Paltith was a gracious girl, and there was a stranger. When strangers came into Sodom, and by the way, Lot was a judge in Sodom. He said in the gate he was a judge in Sodom. And also he was a lawyer. So both of those strikes are against him in some ways, if they're anything like the modern politicians and lawyers. Now this strangers would come into Sodom, and boy, when they did, they were in some like horror movie. It's like the Twilight Zone. They would incarcerate people, they would rob them, they would cheat them, they would take their lands, they would kill their children, they would rape their wives, they would rape them.
They were horrible.
Now, this is a horrible people. Lot's daughter, Potit, they took a stranger and they put him in prison. And Lot's daughter would slip by at night time and give him food and water to drink. They finally caught her because the man was supposed to be starving to death. They were starving to watch people starve to death. This is like the worst thing of the Holocaust in Germany. This is worse than that. Now, Jasher gives us a lot of examples of what happened here. And God is very, what we might call, gracious and forgiving. These people had a chance to repent, didn't they? Mm-hmm. We're going to go back and look at that. Now, Lot's daughter, Potit, they caught her feeding this stranger, and they took her out, and there was a lot of wild bees and hornets. And they covered her and tied her out in the wilderness and covered her with wild honey. And the bees came and ate the honey off of her, and then the meat-eating bees ate her down to the skeleton, with her screaming and dying in pain. Lot's daughter. Okay? Now, Lot had put up with this because he liked the bright lights and the big life. And it was bright lights and big life down here in Sodom. And a lot of money to be made and easy money. Kind of like lawyers. Lawyers feed off the society. They don't produce anything, by the way. They don't produce anything. They are leeches of society. And that's what Lot was here. He was a leech off of this society also. And he put up with this. Now, that's just one story there. There was a woman also in Admah, that city, whom they did the same thing to as they did to Potit, Lot's daughter. And they burned her to ashes. They burned her at the stake. And you can read these stories for yourself if you get a book of Jasher and read it. Now let's go back to the 14th chapter of the book of Genesis. And let's see the grace of God. Now Lot... Lot was a believer. Did you know that according to the New Testament? He was a believer. We wouldn't know that in the Old Testament because he was kind of a sneaky, sly character. The word Lot, it comes from the Hebrew word lot, and that means dark, deceitful, and secret. He was a shady character. The 14th chapter of the book of Bereshith or Genesis. And it came about in the days of Amphrael, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, and Shadlomar, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goim, that they made war with Bera, the king of Sodom. So we have a guy here named Bera, and he's the king of Sodom. With Bershah, the king of Gomorrah, and Shinab, the king of Admah, and Shembar, the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, that is Zoar. And all these came as allies to the river of Sidon, that is the Salt Sea. Now, the Salt Sea wasn't near as big back then as it is today because there were many earthquakes since then. 12 years they had served Chedorlaomer, but in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year, Chedorlaomer and the kings that were with him came and defeated the Rephaim in Ashtaroth, Karnaim, and Zazum in Ham, and Emim in Shavi, Kiriathom, and the Horites in Mount Seir, that's Petra, as far as El Paran, which is by the wilderness. Then they turned back and they came to in Mishpat, which is Kadesh, and conquered all the country unto the Amalekites and also the Amorites and who lived in Hazon Tamar. And the king of Sodom and the king of Gomorrah and the king of Admah and the king of Zoboim and the king of Bela, that is Zoar, came out and they arrayed for battle against them in the valley of Sedim. Against Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, Tidal, king of Goim, and Amphrael, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Ezias. Before kings against five. Now the valley of Sedim was full of tar pits. And the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and they fell into them, but those who survived fled into the hill country. Now many fell. Many died. And they fell into the tar pits. Where there's tar pits, there's also oil, by the way. But those who survived fled to the hill country. Now let me go back just a little bit further. In my lifetime, I had a real good friend by the name of Walt West. He worked for George Bush Sr. And he worked for Marathon Oil, and he worked in exploration, and they sent him over here to this area. And because of what this says in the Bible right here, they explored for oil, and they found some amazing things. They core drilled. And they went down into this area where Sodom and Gomorrah were, and they found radioactive, tremendous amount of heat that came upon this place. And sand was turned to glass. And pots were just absolutely just like melted. And they took up this. But it was radioactive. God just absolutely zapped this area. But right now he's saving the area. Now these guys here, here's the God of heaven. Now there is no doubt that Jehovah sent Abraham down here and God protected Abraham. Because one saved man were among the whole bunch, wasn't it? One man. And that's Lot, or Lot. And he was kind of a louse of a guy. But he's God's man. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their food supply and departed. And they also took Lot, Abram's nephew, and his possessions and departed, for he was living in Sodom. Then a fugitive came and told Abram, the Hebrew, now he was living in the oaks of Mamre, an Amorite, brother of Ishkol, and brother of Aner, and these were all allies with Abraham. Abraham was a tremendous military leader, by the way, and he had quite an army. Had several generals under him. Now, in the book of Jasher there, it tells you about some of Abraham's great men of war. And Eliezer was one of them. And when Abraham heard that his relatives had been taken captive, he led out his trained men. He led out his marshaled forces that were born in his house, 318. Now these 318, these were marshaled men. These were trained leaders. These were generals. They were captains, lieutenants, etc. And they went and pursued as far as Dan. And he divided his forces against them by night and his servants. And he defeated them, pursued them as far as Hobah, which is north of Damascus. That's in Syria. And he brought back all the goods and also brought back his relative Lot with his possessions and also the women and the children. The grace of God, the mercy of God. Then after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him with the valley of Sheba, that is in the king's valley, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine, and now it was he was the priest of the God Most High, the El Elyon, and he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of God Most High. Abram means exalted father, by the way. possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand and gave him a tenth of all. And the king of Sodom said to Abraham, give to me and take the goods for yourself. Give the people to me and take the goods for yourself. In other words, you keep all the spoil. And the king of Sodom, Abraham said, I have sworn to the Lord God, Jehovah Elohim, El Elyon, the creator of the heavens and the earth, possessor of heavens and earth, that I will not take a thread or a sandal or a thong or anything that is yours, lest you say, I made Abraham rich. I will take nothing except what the young men have eaten, and the share of the men who went with me, Aner, Eshcol, Mamre, and let them take their share. After these sayings in chapter number 15, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not fear, Abraham. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great. And Abraham said, Adonai Jehovah, Elohim. What do you give me, Sam, since I am childless, and the heir in my house is Eliezer of Damascus? Then he promises him a son. A God of mercy, isn't he? A God of mercy. Now, what took place after this? Wickedness. The angels are messengers, aren't they? Angels were telling God that what was going on down this earth. Now, God is omniscient anyway, though, isn't he? But we have a story of the angels telling God how terrible it is down here in these five cities. In verse number 20, and the Lord said, the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is indeed great, and their sin is exceedingly grave, and I will go down now and see if they have done entirely according to the outcry which has come to me. And if not, I will know. Now, God is talking through the person of Jesus Christ to Abraham. And by the way, Abraham got a new name during this period of time. Then Abraham intercedes for Sodom and Gomorrah and gets on all the way down. If there's only five people there that are righteous, will you save the city? He starts out with a high number and then goes down to a low number. Now, let's go down for ourselves and see how bad this is. The book of Jasher says that they would put beds out in the city and tie men and women, especially men, out there and stretch their arms and their legs out on a bed, and anybody would come and do as they wished to them until they just absolutely were dead. They ravaged them. Now we know that angels were capable of having relations with women. In Genesis 6 chapter, we have the Nephilim born, the giants. And we have two angels coming down now. These angels are not fallen angels. These are righteous angels. They were with Jehovah when he visited Abraham. Chapter 19, verse number 1 now. Now the two angels came to Sodom. Remember what Sodom means? All right. Fire, heat. They burned. They burned in evil. Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting at the gate of Sodom. And Lot was doing what? He was being a judge. He's sitting there and he's defending people. He's a judge. He's an attorney and he's a judge. And when Lot saw them, he rose up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. He knew what he was seeing. He is seeing supernatural. He's seeing the supernatural. And he said, "Now behold, my lords, Adonai, please turn aside into your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. And then you may rise early in the morning. You may go your way. Just come on in my house. I'll take care of you and get out of here. I'm doing real good, guys. Leave me alone. I am fine. I want to just go ahead and wrestle and wallow in my pigsty that I'm in." They said, however, "No, but we shall spend the night in the square." Wow. What happened, according to the book of Jasher, in the square? That's where they would capture people, they would chain them up, they'd tie them to bed, they would rape and pillage them. No. Oh no. Don't stay out here. It's not safe. Don't stay out here in the square after dark. What happens after dark in the big cities? That's when the vermin come out. That's when the cockroaches come out at night, isn't it? That's when the thieves and the robbers and the murderers and the killers. They're trying to pass all kinds of new gun laws now. But I'm going to tell you one thing. The gun laws won't deter crime one little bit. Because the criminals don't go according to the law, do they? Well, here in the night, he urged them strongly so that they turned aside with him and entered his house. And he prepared a feast for them and baked unleavened bread, and they ate it. What do you think he baked unleavened bread? Leavening is a type of sin always. And he's not going to feed anything that even refers to sin or looks like sin to angels. This is angel food here. Before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom surrounded the house, both young and old, and all the people from every quarter of the city, from all the sides of the city, came against Lot's door. Now, what do you think they wanted here? They wanted to do with these as they had done with all others. Now, Lot's wife's name was Ado. Ado means adornment. She liked pretty things. Lot's wife liked pretty things like Lot did. And here was a place where there was plenty. Bright lights and big city. Now, the men of the city came against Lot, and they kept on saying, they screamed and they hollered, and they kept on saying, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may rape them, that we may sexually assault them." The word is yada, and it means to know personally and sexually. We want to have sexual intercourse with them. Plain, that's what they said. Now, we got a problem. These are not fallen angels. These are not human people that they can do this to and torture and kill and throw them in the garbage pit later. These are supernatural beings. But Lot went out of his house, or went out to them in the doorway. And he shut the door behind him. Now he starts begging these wicked men. Now, these were men, and they're going to have sex with other men. This is called what? Homosexuality. And by the way, God doesn't change his mind, does he? We're transsexuals, homosexuals, or whatever you might, lesbians, gays, whatever it is. This isn't God's will for their lives. Now, God had already given them a chance to repent, hadn't he? He saved their worthless lives and put them back in their worthless troughs. and their homes and their wicked dens. And now God sends his messengers down, and what do they want to do to them? They want to rape them. They want to know them. Please, my brothers, do not act wickedly. Now, is homosexuality a wicked act, according to God, according to Lot's own words? Is it? It is. According to Romans, the first chapter, it is. In the book of Revelation, it says, no dog shall enter into heaven, and a dog there is a male homosexual prostitute. That's what it means. And Paul refers to it several times. Now we have people in America, they don't know whether they're women or men when they're born, girls or boys. All you really have to do is look between your legs and figure it out real fast. But I mean, it's real simple. We are a nation of confusion, Babylon. Babylon the Great today. Sodom and Gomorrah. Please, brothers, do not act so wickedly. And we can say the same thing to the whole nation of America today, can't we? Please, brothers, do not act so wickedly. Now, behold, I have two daughters who have not had sexual relationship with any man. They're virgins. Please let me bring them out to you. And whatever you like, only do not do these to these men. He offers his daughters to be raped. Now, a woman's virginity was her only license and ticket to a married life at this time. And he's going to throw away his daughter's future and maybe their lives to appease these wicked men. And America wants us to appease them today, don't they? Alternative lifestyles, etc., etc., etc. Well, it's still bad. It's still wrong. It's still sin. Please let me bring them out and you do to them whatever you want to. But do nothing to these men. Inasmuch as they have come under the shelter of my roof. They're under my protection. And they said, stand aside. Furthermore, they said, this one came in as an alien, and already he acts like a judge. He was a judge. He was a lawyer. Now, we will treat you worse than them. We're going to rape and we're going to pillage you. So they pressed hard against Lot and came near to break down his door. And the men reached out of their hands and brought Lot in. These are the angels. They brought Lot into the house with them and shut the door. Now these are supernatural beings, and these are holy angels. Holy supernatural beings. We know, according to the book of Jasher and according to the book of Enoch also, and here's the book of Enoch, right there, that angels cohabited with women, but they were fallen angels. But the angels in heaven were not given in marriage. But these were. Lot brought them into the protection of his house. And then the angels struck the men who were in the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, and so that they wearied themselves trying to find the way to the doorway. They wore themselves out. They couldn't see. Now remember what Lot, or what Sodom means? Sodom means burning.
Burning.
Burning. Lot means darkness. Now, Lot ought to learn something from this. They were struck in blindness and darkness, as Lot's name meant. Lot, give it up. Come on, boy. Come on, let's go. Then the men said to Lot, whom else have you here. A son-in-law and your sons and your daughters and whomever you have in the city, bring them out of this place. Let's get out of here. God's going to bring hell to earth right now. He's on His way. Hell is on its way to earth. For He about to destroy this place because of their outcry has become great before the Lord, that the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Angels are strong, people. Angels are strong. Verse number 14. And Lot went out and spoke to the sons-in-law who were to marry his daughters and said, "Up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." But it appeared to the sons of Lot that he was just messing around. He's just talking because he didn't live what he said he was living. Why would we live to you, listen to you, Lot? You're just like all the rest of us. You're not any different than we are. Why would God want you out of here? By grace you're saved through faith and not out of yourself. That is a gift of God. That's why. God had given mercy to all of these people up to this point, and now it's what we might call your number is called. Boys, God's going to call your number. Men of Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, Zoar, etc., God's going to call your number. No more grace. Now comes judgment. God is a God of mercy, but He's also a God of justice. And when the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Up, take your wife and your daughters who are here." Hey, he had three daughters. One time he's only got two. One of them he's going to leave her bones behind. And she was probably the best one of all of them. Sometimes only the good die young, they say. "Take up your wife and your daughters who are here, lest you be swept away in the punishment of this city." God is a God of punishment also. But he hesitated. He didn't want to go. He did not want to go, but he's God's man. God owns his life, his soul. God owns him. God has bought him with his precious blood to be. But he hesitated so that the men seized him by the hand. And of the hand of his wife and the hands of his daughters, for the compassion of the Lord was upon him, and they brought him. The compassion, the mercy of the Lord was upon these people. God, by mercy, wants you to take you out of this, he says. You can't live in this. It says in the New Testament that Lot vexed his righteous soul. And they brought him out to the outside of the city. And then God brings hell to earth. And it came about when they had brought them out, the one said, "Escape for your life. Do not look behind. Do not stay anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains, lest you be swept away with the justice and the punishment of God." Hell is file 13 for all of humanity that will not listen. But God gives everyone mercy today that will listen. Tomorrow may be the day that it's too late. But Lot said to them, "Oh no, my lords. Now behold, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have magnified your loving kindness, which you have shown to me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, lest this disaster overtake me and I die." "Now behold, this town is near enough to flee to, and it is small. Please let me escape there." He wants to live in a city. Even if it's a little city, he wants to be in the bright lights, that my life may be saved. And he said to them, "Behold, I grant you this request also, not to overthrow the town of which you have spoken. Hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arise there." And therefore the name of the town was Zoar. and the sun had risen over the earth, then Lot came to Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord God of heaven. And he overthrew the cities and all the valley. But all the circle is what it says literally in Hebrew. And all the inhabited cities which grew upon the ground. But his wife from behind him looked back and she became a pillar of salt. Remember what her name was? Her name was Ado. Ado. Ado means adornment. Ado means somebody that likes to have lots of jewelry and lots of adornment and bright lights and the high society. The high society of her life was low society, by the way. There is a place down near our farm where we live down on Old River that was bought by the Mexican Mafia. You never hear anything there at all. It's just vacant most of the time. It's a palace with a private lake and all of this. All the gardens and everything are all manicured just like the Washington, D.C. or whatever. And they got gates and things all around there and guard dogs out in there. But they take the guard dogs and they put them in their pens and then they open up and they have a hullabaloo. Absolutely big
fiesta.
And you can hear them for miles, raising Cain all night long until they get ready to leave and go on through their dirty little ways because they're dirty little people. Lot went up to Zoar and he stayed there in the mountains and his two daughters with him, and he was afraid to stay in Zoar and he stayed in a cave. He and his two daughters, and then the firstborn to the younger, said, "Our father is old and there is not a man on earth to come into us after the manner of the earth." In other words, we are not going to have any children. Nobody's going to have sex with us. This is his children. These are the girls that were raised in Sodom and Gomorrah, weren't they? So incest means nothing to them. That's just another way of life. "Come, let us make our saved father drunk with wine, and let us lay down with him, and let us preserve in our bodies our family through our father." And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father. And he did not know when she lay down or when she arose. But in that night, he must have had a dream of some sort. Because when she left, she had seed in her womb. And it came about on the next day that the firstborn said to the younger, "Behold, I am going to lay this night with my father, and let us make him drunk and with wine tonight, and that you may go in and lie with him, that we may preserve our family through our father." Through our seed, our family through our father. So they made their father drink wine that night. And also the younger arose and lay with him. He did not know when she lay down or when she rose up. Thus both of the daughters of Lot were pregnant by their father. What a mess. What a mess. Is this what America is coming to today? Is this where we are? How long have we been this way? And the firstborn bore a son and called his name Water from my father, Semen from my father. He's proud of it. And he is the father of Moabites to this day, and they have problems with them. And we have Ruth the Moabite. We have one had God, by God's grace, we have a girl there in Moab named Ruth that is going to become the grandmother, so to speak, of the Son of God. God's mercy reaches out to everyone, but you can't lay in the filth that you're laying in. You can't live the lifestyle that you're living. You must follow the rules of God. As for the younger, she bore a son, and she called his name Son of My Family. Son of My Family, Son of My Father. For he is the father of the sons of Ammon to this day. What a story. It's a story of the grace of God, isn't it? It's a story of judgment. It is a story of love and hate and wickedness. And it's a story where a child of God got caught up in the world around him and didn't want to leave it. He wanted to live in it. And it says he vexed his righteous soul. Because when you're born again, the Spirit of God dwells in you, and you have the Spirit of God in you. Yet, Lot had got so caught up in it that he just wanted to stay there. He wasn't happy. It said that sin vexed his righteous soul. And his wife evidently was lost. And his two daughters evidently didn't know the Lord because he hadn't done his job. When you raise your children up, raise them up to know the Lord. And when you turn them loose in the world, then it's up to them what they do with their lives. But you have done your job. Lot did not do his job. He couldn't even get his future sons-in-laws to come out with him. They laughed at him. It's a joke. God is a God of mercy, but He's a God of judgment also. He's a God of justice. Our Father, we send this message out for Your honor, for Your glory, and as a warning to the world. God did not like this back then. He doesn't like it today, as you know. Father, we know that You don't like it then and You don't like it now. And the world is going to face judgment. And the leaders of the world have more judgment upon them than anybody else. And Father, we pray for our nation. We pray for You to judge those that are living in wickedness. And Father, we pray that You'll make Yourself known one more time. As You made Yourself known to Sodom, Gomorrah, all the five cities, we ask You to do that today. And help us, Father, to reach some of those that might turn around. Only one man came out of Sodom believing, and that was Lot.